In this episode of She Talks Tech, I'm joined by Susie Remroop. Susie is a mindset coach and a speaker who helps highly capable female leaders shift their thinking quickly so they stop stopping themselves. In this session, Susie talks about the art of reinvention. Why do we seek to reinvent ourselves, and what does that look like in practical terms? How can we shift ourselves using the power of our own mindset? We are about to find out.
Hi, and welcome to this talk called The Road to Reinvention. It sounds really exciting, doesn't it? And I'm going to excite you today, but maybe not for the reason that you think I am. My name is Susie Remroop. I am a mindset coach, speaker, and author of the book Be the Leader You Want to See. I wrote that book, and I exist for the premise that every woman I know in business wants to make an impact. They want to make a contribution, but they're not quite sure how to go about doing that. And so what they do is they work really hard and they try and prove they're really worthy. And what they end up doing is exhausting themselves and wondering, how is it that I am working this hard and I am still where I currently am, which is fill in the blank, not where you thought you would be by now. That's a really awful feeling. And I've been in that place, and it can leave you feeling very flat. Even when you reach your goals, you think, is that it? That's pretty much a description of what happened to me in my corporate career. But rest assured, today I am going to help you adjust your perspective on reinvention and come up with something practical that you can use to A, feel better, and B, make more progress towards that impact that you want to make. So reinvention, why is it such an appealing word? Well, I think it's because actually we're so sick of feeling the way that I just described that we want to do anything we can to get away from that feeling. When we are motivated by away from stuff, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to do something big and important and powerful. And that word becomes reinvention. The problem I have with that word is it sort of has contained within it the assumption that everything you've done before was pointless, isn't useful, and can't be leveraged. And actually, my mindset and everyone I coach's mindset is quite the opposite. So when you think about why do you want reinvention, the first thought that probably comes into your mind is how hard it's going to be to go through that process. And really, that is the theme for this talk today. So if we focus on what it is we want to achieve rather than what it is we want to escape from, we get a lot more clarity about what it is we actually want. And what I want to encourage you today to do is follow my Be the Leader You Want to See model, which shows you through three steps of awareness, bravery, and contribution of how you're going to get to where you want and exclude everything else that does not move the needle on that. Once upon a time, I was a director of product development in a telecoms company. It's how I became a coach to the women in tech sector. But you might think, what has directing product development got to do with what she does now? She must have reinvented herself. No, actually what I did was I remarketed myself. And so when I look at what I used to do as a director of product development across Europe, I was looking at opportunities to meet other people's needs. Not in a people-pleasy kind of way, obviously in a revenue generation kind of way. But the reason we were an award-winning team is that we looked at what people needed. We looked at how they were behaving and the products that they were tolerating. And we gave them alternatives, by showing them how they could, in a fairly graceful, easy way, migrate from where they were to where they wanted to be. Now, you may already have grasped that that's not so different to what I do now, except my product is not an intelligent network or a piece of IP telephony kit. It is instead you. You are my product. You are on some legacy systems that need an upgrade, that aren't totally useless, that are working in a number of ways, but perhaps you aren't using the features that are available. Perhaps they're greyed out and you're not even aware of the benefit that using those features can have in your life, in your career path, in your enjoyment of what it is you bring to the workplace. So all I did actually was make what I'd done before relevant to what I wanted to do next. And one of the things I want you to focus on is what it is you want. So think about when you write a CV and you tell them all the stuff you've done before. Do you stop to think whether they care? Do you stop and ask yourself, do I want to do that again? So for example, I've done some pretty boring stuff in my career. And when I exclude those things from my CV, it becomes very obvious that what I'm good at is energizing people, is listening to the things that they're not saying with my marketing brain, looking at the patterns of how they behave and seeing what is the product that they actually want. And when you do this, it clears the fog. It brings huge amounts of clarity. So if you're one of these people that think, I don't know what I want, when you exclude all the noise, when you stop tolerating the stuff that you are just in the habit of doing, like, for example, producing reams of paper, packs, PowerPoint decks, they're the sorts of things I used to do because I felt like I had to. Actually, I interrupted that pattern by saying, can I ask, what is it you're trying to achieve with this huge PowerPoint deck that's going to keep me up till midnight? And when I found out what the answer was, I found a much more efficient way to deliver the and meet those needs. I found a more enjoyable way to meet those needs and a less time-consuming way to meet those needs. So when you look at what it is you actually want to achieve and you give yourself the freedom to choose what in your experience can help you, that's when you get really, really creative. And those muscles that are dormant potentially in you, if you're feeling flat, like I mentioned at the beginning, start to rise to the surface. And that's when you look really inspiring to other people. Because I can guarantee you that there are people looking at you now, confused, thinking, why isn't she in that huge job? Why is she working on that stuff that's way beneath her? Those people are learning from you. So consider this for a moment, that actually staying in the patterns that you have been in is a bit selfish. Have I just offended the people pleaser in you? I hope so. Because you are a role model for the next generation, whether you choose to be or not. There are going to be people watching you right now learning from you. Is what you're doing right now setting the best example? Think about that. Don't berate yourself with the answer, just think about that. Because if the answer is not what you want it to be, you have a choice and you can do it in this moment to decide that actually you are going to bring clarity. So when we think about the cost of reinvention, the hard work that comes from reinvention, it slows us down to the point where we probably don't take any action. So instead, what I'm asking you to do is refocus on what it is you want. Now imagine if everything that you say and everything that you do only matches what you want. People are going to get a really clear idea of what you stand for. So I have an example of doing this myself. So before I went from director of product development to director of transformation for Make Life Simple Limited, I tested this out a little bit. So one time I was launching a managed telepresence product. Now, bear in mind, my career in telecoms was a long time ago. You know, I was working on IP telephony when people didn't know what that was and didn't assume that everything works that way and no one had smartphones, et cetera, et cetera. God, I'm old. Anyway, what I tested out was what happens when I try and rebrand myself from a voice person to a video person. Now, what you have to understand is that everyone in the industry knew who I was for voice services. And I thought, I wonder how long it will take me to go from being the person in the industry that knows about telepresence. Answer, 6 weeks. How did it happen so fast? And I'm not just talking about, oh yeah, she does video now. I'm talking about being quoted in trade press as the expert. Now, the only way that you can achieve that is if you close the back door on the things that don't match the clarity that you seek. So the first step is making a decision about what you're going to stand for. In this case, it was video. Second thing was close the back door on everything that isn't video. That means every time someone asks me a question about a voice product that I know full well the answer to, I go, you might want to go and ask the voice product manager actually. So I had elevated myself and detached myself from the things that I knew about and could do in my sleep to the things that were relevant to the future that I was effectively saying I would reinvent. So in order to position yourself someone new, you have to let go of the thing that isn't relevant to that. And I call that closing the back door. It means that when you start your own business, I've been here, and you get headhunted for that really sexy job with a huge salary, that doesn't match my new future. You have to say, thank you, but no. That can be challenging, but this is why I'm urging you to practice closing the back door on things that you don't want. If you say that you don't want to pick up the kids from football anymore, then you need to find a solution that takes you away from being available for that and find a solution that means you don't ever need to be asked. Or, you know, maybe it's you don't want to drink wine after 8 o'clock anymore, then you might have to commit yourself to doing things at 8 o'clock, like an online fitness class, so that you close the back door on wine at 8 o'clock. I'm giving you practical real life examples because what I want to demonstrate to you is that it doesn't matter what context you're doing this in, you just need to be in the habit of closing the back door. So the question you ask yourself, the sort of entry question to new future is it going to help or is it going to hinder you? Is it going to slow you down? Is it going to deter you? Is it going to attach your confidence to what you've already done? Or is it going to bring you courage to do the things you haven't done yet? And this is the third part of the action. You need to operate from a place of nervous excitement. This comes from the second pillar of my book, bravery. And people think bravery is about taking a leap, reinventing, taking a big step that is frankly so scary that you never take it. You never take it. Think about all the times where you've said you're going to do something or you've got excited even about the prospect of something and then your brain's gone, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that because, and you've come up with all the reasons why effectively it wouldn't be safe for you to do that. That is your ego protecting you because your ego likes to be consistent with what it knows. And what it knows is all the stuff you've done before. When you start to interrupt thought patterns and do things differently, new neural pathways are going to have to form and your ego is going to go, hold on a minute, what is going on? Who gave you permission to start? Da, 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 da. And that's the voice of your inner critic that will get quieter and quieter and quieter. Just go, can anyone hear me? No, frankly, we can't because we're too focused on what it is we want. So we have clarity about what it is we want. We are focusing so that we close the back door on anything that isn't relevant. And then we are operating from nervous excitement. What does that look like? It is not the terror of taking a big leap. It is the, I don't know, can I? Oh, I don't know. It's that feeling that you can feel in your body that's a bit shivery and bubbly, and it makes you excited, but nervous. And the follow-up thought there is, I'm gonna have a go. When you take actions from nervous excitement, there is actually, if you focus in on that emotion, that you never really think, what if I fail? You're more inclined to think, I wonder if I can. And that's the difference between the actions that perhaps you have been taking and the actions that you are required to take. Reinvention implies that big leap, that long slog. And actually what I'm talking about is refocus. Remember, voice to video, 6 weeks. It might sound in this multifunctional world quite straightforward to go from voice to video. In those days, it was not, let me tell you. But the fact is, you can apply this anywhere. In my book, I show you how to do this on LinkedIn, how you can completely transform your profile. Not so people are confused and go, hold on a minute, I thought she was a that person. But in a way that tells the story, creates that nice logical arc. Well, of course she's gone from here to here because, and they can make sense of it. You know, if you start telling people that you network with, that you're doing some TEDx training or you've been on a speaker course, and then you suddenly start showing up on conference circuits, they're going to understand why. They're going to connect the dots. They're going to form their own judgments. There's not going to be any friction in their thinking that makes them go, hold on a minute, they're doing what now? And when you talk about reinvention, it's like the sudden cropped haircut that's bleached versus the long locks. You know, people are shocked. It creates friction. They can't understand it. It makes them confused. And as a leader, we have to create a shadow around us that is the logical next step. And so when you take actions from nervous excitement, it is within reach of where you have been before. It's just a stretch, which means you won't frighten anyone, including yourself. You won't confuse anyone, including yourself. And so, in summary, reinvention is really not what you want. When you stop running away from stuff and you take a breath and you ask yourself, if my rucksack was empty, what might I put in it for this journey forward? You can be selective from the pool of experience and skills and characteristics that you already have. You don't need anything new. So if this has inspired you and you want some more help, I would highly recommend you buy my book, Be the Leader You Want to See. At the time of recording, it is 99p for the Kindle. The audiobook is now out, which is really exciting news. And of course, the paperback is available at all online bookstores. If you would like to see me in person, I also run retreats, which you might enjoy. The next one is in June. And of course, I'm a coach as well. So if I can help you in any way, I would love to do that. What I would also like to do to hold you accountable, as well as to, you know, pique my interest, is to hear from you on LinkedIn. Please do connect with me. I'm pretty much the only Susie Ramroop of note on LinkedIn. So connect with me and share with me your number one takeaway in a post. I would love to know what you got from what I believe was a content-packed session. Let me know what you thought about not having slides. I've never done it this way intentionally before. I've forgotten to share slides before, but you know what? This is reinvention. This is not a million miles from the person that I am.
Thank you so much, Susie, for being my guest on this episode of She Talks Tech. And thanks to all of you for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to find out more about Susie, you can connect with her on LinkedIn. Please do subscribe and rate the podcast and give it that all-important 5-star review. And keep listening every Wednesday morning for a new episode of She Talks Tech from We Are Tech Women.